Luckily, no one was hurt when a limb 11 inches in diameter came crashing down on an economy vehicle, making it even more compact than it already was. The following morning, a tree company was busy cutting and raking up the mess. Matt Erdman of Boley Tree Service says this isn't the first time trees around the Capitol Square have lost limbs.
Well, we recommended it to be removed, but for now they're going to keep it.
Tom Solberg from the Department of Administration says a decision on whether or not to cut down the tree will be made later this week.
At this point, we're probably leaning towards taking the tree down, but we're consulting with arborists to determine if that's really the best course of action. And they will also be looking at other trees on the Capitol grounds to see if there's any similar hazards that should be addressed. You know, hopefully those could be addressed through some aggressive trimming.
A study a couple of years ago recommended more than 40 Norway maples be replaced with sturdier variety, but there was a public outcry. The limb which fell on the unoccupied car earlier this week came from a Norway maple that was nearly 90 years old. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.